John Busby with a Culture Buzz. And I have to admit, I have been so looking forward to sharing this guest with you. This is going to be a fun interview. You know what I do on the Culture Buzz. I take a very broad sweep of the cultural spectrum, and mainly I look at the kind of people that just, they inspire, they make things happen. They do so many wonderful things. I think I found probably one of the best Renaissance women I have ever been connected to in Gina Rivera. And Gina is a businesswoman of such extraordinary achievement. And we're going to be kind of backing that up a ways because we're going to find out how she did that. And she actually has put together an incredible book. It's inspiration. It's a life resource book because it has wonderful guides and kind of those gentle psychological nudges we need to get ourselves back on track, to get ourselves motivated. It's called A Mirror and a Prayer. And I love that kind of takeoff of a hope and a prayer, a mirror and a prayer. Why is that? Well, you people out there who are on the know that Gina Rivera is the founder and president of one of the fastest growing salon companies in the beauty industry, which says a lot right there because the beauty industry is massive, and to be recognized as she has been recognized is why it is. And her business is Phoenix Salon Suites. In fact, that is the website, Phoenix Salon Suites, Phoenix Salon, Salon, Suites, Suites.com. And we're going to find out a whole bunch over the next several minutes here because Gina is just, we were having such a fun conversation. I almost forgot to say, I guess we better record something, Gina. Welcome to the Culture Buzz. I am so excited to be sharing our conversation.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited as well.
Well, let's kind of turn the hands of time back because I have to believe that A Mirror and a Prayer, besides being a beautiful book, is also the culmination. It's a manifestation of a life that has really kind of had highs, lows. You've gotten bruised by life and things like that. But you did focus and find a way to make things happen. So someone doesn't just wake up one morning and become the CEO of an incredible business such as yours. You kind of had to hit rock bottom before you started climbing, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. You know, early on, when I was a young girl, I was very stubborn, and I was the one only grandchild my grandmother ever had to spank. So I always had a craving for control. I was quite the nightmare when it came to school. I hated school, and so it was a nightmare for my parents every single day that they had to drive me to school. They used to fight over who would take me because I would just go kicking and screaming. So I was pretty defiant in my younger age, but it's because I wanted that control, and I always wanted to be the boss and do the one choosing instead of being picked. And so, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, they say that sometimes a child has, you know, hard characteristics to be raised by, but yet, you know, it serves them well when they become an adult. So I think that I'm a testament to that, you know, being driven and stubborn and defiant, yet wanted to be in control and be the boss has kind of defined me of who I am today, and it served me well as an adult.
It obviously has, and you've distilled a lot of that life into your book so people can identify with what you have achieved. At the same time, there are a number of people, and each of us knows this, that have had those same characteristics, but we watch that person kind of fall off the edge and really kind of go the opposite direction. What was that positive nucleus that you found that said, by God, it's time to make this happen?
Yeah. Well, I will tell you that, you know, I did, you know, go through a lot of wild years, and, you know, I dropped out of high school when I was 17 years old, and I moved away to Arizona, and I kind of ran crazy for a couple years, and you know, was a lot of it's in my book, but, you know, just kind of, I would say on the wrong path. But the one thing that I always had from the time I was a child was I've always had a very deep faith. And I've always been extremely close to the Lord. He is a part of my every minute, every day. There's not a morning that I don't roll out of bed that I don't do my devotions and pray and seek for his guidance and discernment and, you know, just his hand in everything that I do. And I will tell you, even those kind of younger, wilder years that were tough, and I probably wasn't doing a lot of things that were the best choices, but at the end of the day, my faith and having God just really kept me a lifeline there enough to keep tugging on me to go the right, you know, go a more normal path.
What a wonderfully persistent and devoted guide for you to have. And it probably took a little longer than some of the other stubborn ones out there, but it sounds like you did find that alignment, which really made things start launching. Folks, my guest is Gina Rivera. She is the founder and president of Phoenix Salon Suites. And if that sounds a little familiar, it's because we actually have two locations here in the greater Des Moines area, one in West Des Moines and one in Ankeny. And there are so many things that come to mind when I think of salons. And one thing I think you have captured more so than many others is, one, a sense of providing opportunities for people. Two, providing a haven for your clients. And three, as indicated through your wonderful book, A Mirror and a Prayer, inspiration for people. And I don't know how these connect, but this is just kind of, I'm a guy, not that I can't go to salons, I don't, but that's my impression. Do you want to take off on some of those comments I just made?
Yeah. You know, I've been around the industry my whole entire life. My family goes back to 1929. I have 27 hairdressers in the family. And so at a young age, my dad is a hairdresser. He actually still does my hair. He's retired, but he still does my hair. but yeah.
I love it.
It's really fun. Yeah. It keeps hands in it, and he loves it, and he still does a good job, so that's good. But early on, I really did know that I wanted to be a part of the industry, and I loved it so much that I loved to go in the shop, and I was 11 years old, and probably 10, and sweeping hair in my dad's salon, and my mother, and watching them work, and just, I really gravitated to, at a young age, to how wonderful they made people feel when they walked out of the salon. And it, yes, it was about their hair, but it was just about giving them a certain amount of confidence, and just seeing the smiles on the clients' faces when they walked out the door was just, I mean, something that I craved and I loved watching. And so as I knew I wanted to be a part of the industry, and so therefore when I left home, I actually went to beauty school, and then I dropped out of high school at 17, but I went back and actually finished at 20. I'm a big believer in, you know, sometimes you just got to own your own mistakes and take responsibilities to move forward. And so I went ahead and I finished high school. I went back into the high school at 20 years old. And then I was still in beauty school during that time. But I have to tell you, you know, I think those years and then working, you know, back to my very first salon that I worked in, I will never forget when the manager called me into her office. I had just gotten out of school. It was my first job. I'd been there for a while. I was really kicking butt. I was doing good. And she called me in her office one day, and I thought, oh man, I'm going to get this promotion, you know, because I've been around the industry so long. I have a leg up. And I walked into her office, and she sat me down, and she said, you know, Gina, I know that your family's been successful in the industry, and I know that you love it, but I just really feel like I would be doing you a huge disservice if I didn't tell you that I don't think that you have what it takes to be in the industry. And she said, I really think you should find another career, something that is more adaptable to you and your personality. And, you know, right then and there, that drove me, because I thought, you know, who is anyone going to tell me that I wasn't going to succeed or can't succeed in something that I absolutely love and so passionate about? And so that really put a spark in me and drove me forward, and, you know, made me so mad it pushed the needle, and it got me out there because I was just out to prove her and a lot of people wrong. And so, you know, I just got off on my own and I started having a vision. And, you know, I had worked in other several salons, and I had just noticed over the years, you know, it was just always about the owner and the owner of the salon. And it really wasn't ever about the salon professionals. And as you may know or not know, but Phoenix actually got started when I had my son, and his name is actually Phoenix. And so he's the namesake of the brand. And I was working in a booth rental salon. You have to pay your rent every Saturday for the next week to work. And so I had went into labor with my son, Phoenix, 2 weeks early, and it happened to be on a Friday, so I wasn't at work on Saturday. And my boss of my salon called my husband, and she said, "Hey, you know, I'm just hoping Gina's okay. Is everything okay?" And because she's not here, he said, "Oh yeah, she just had her son Phoenix just a few hours ago." She said, "Well, congratulations, but if she wants to keep her booth rent, somebody has to run a check down within the next hour." And it was right then and there that I was in the hospital, and I looked at my husband and I said, "I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it being about everybody else but the actual salon professional. And so I am going to go out and I'm going to make it about the salon professional. I'm going to give them entrepreneurship. I'm going to give them the opportunity to be able to own and operate their own business without having, you know, to take out a huge loan, and give them the opportunity." And, you know, since then, Phoenix, I say, when Phoenix was born, Phoenix Lawn Suites was born. And from there, it's just really grown. And I cannot tell you what a blessing it is to me to travel across the country to our locations and seeing these salon professionals take such good pride in, you know, their businesses and how they decorate them and the hours, and that it's theirs. It's nobody else but theirs.
Oh, wow.
So it's been really exciting and rewarding. And it's just, I don't know, it's just, they've been more of a blessing to my life and keep me inspired to do what I do more than I do myself. So
amazing. What a unique way to pay it forward and really truly inspire people to become the best that they can in turn. Gina Rivera is my guest. As you can tell, she is one dynamic woman. If you want to find out what that dynamism is all about, I encourage you to get her book, A Mirror and a Prayer. Go to her website, because you can connect with getting the book there, phoenixsalonsuites.com. PhoenixSalonSuites.com. Also, you can connect with her with all the different social media ways that she has. She is very savvy there, too. I have to tell you that there was a chill that went through my body when you were describing that moment as a young, ambitious hairstylist, and you thought, "I'm going to get a raise." Instead, you had a major put down. It was a movie scene. Here was this young, vibrant spirit that she wanted to succeed. I just saw your resolve stiffening, and I said, "Whoa, there's the turning point." I mean, you're just like a Hollywood movie woman.
Well, stay tuned.
Stay
tuned. It might be hitting theaters soon.
I love it. And it is coming to a town near you. By the way, go to phoenixsalonsuites.com. Your concepts you talked about, empowering people to take ownership and become entrepreneurs on their own terms, at their own level, that is incredible, because I am a great believer that the strongest people, the best people that we have working with clients, with customers, with others, are the frontline people. Yours is more than just the beauty business. Yours is a public relations business. It is, you're the positive enabler. You do so many things through your business, and you in turn have multiplied yourself by giving your people who are part of the Phoenix Salon Suites family the opportunity to experience the same things you experience. Gina, that's just wow.
Well, I mean, I enjoy what I do, and like I said, you know, just, you know, any help that I can be in any, you know, avenue of somebody's life, whether it just be maybe an inspirational quote or maybe, you know, just that day they needed to hear, you know, yeah, I mean, I dropped out of high school. You know, I have a lot of clients that came to me that said, my son or daughter wants to drop out of high school and they lose all this hope. And so, you know, hopefully, you know, it's just, I like to share my journey. I mean, you know, everybody's on their own path, and, yep, and I don't want to be the preacher of it, but I just, you know, thought, you know, anything that I can put out there in any way that I can help in this world, and maybe, you know, like I said, maybe it's just something that somebody was like, oh, yeah, I did that too, and, you know, just somebody they can relate to that's, you know, hasn't kind of gone down the, you know, more norm, whatever that is, past, you know,
so let's define norm, right?
Yeah, right.
I don't think so. Well, one thing that will help you better understand Gina Rivera's path to success, because it's one, there are so many elements that I can identify with, and I have nothing to do with the beauty industry, but A Mirror and a Prayer. That's her book. It is inspirational stuff. The content is great. Do get this. You're going to enjoy the read. It's well-crafted. It's a beautiful book. And you will understand why Phoenix Salon Suites has the success that it does. Well, it's because they've got this giant, vibrant heart and soul called Gina Rivera. Go to PhoenixSalonSuites.com for all the information. Get connected. Get the book. Get going, folks. That's all I can say. Gina, thank you so much for your time, for what you have given us here in the country, and keep up the great inspirational stuff, okay?
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
You take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.